أعلن اليوم في هذه اللحظة
Another decision likely to divide a nation.
Based on Chapter 72 of the Constitution, I announce today, at this historical moment, the dissolution of the Representative Council to protect the state.
Kais Saied acted after 124 of Parliament's 217 members held an online meeting on Wednesday, their first since he suspended the legislature 8 months ago. A few hours later, the President responded.
Unfortunately, we are witnessing a coup attempt, but it is a failed one. The national duty requires today the protection of all the people and the homeland, based on the articles of the Constitution.
But a coup is exactly what opponents have spent months accusing Saied of staging since last July, when he sacked the Prime Minister, froze Parliament and granted himself new sweeping powers.
He felt threatened and then tried to get them arrested. The prosecutor general said, I won't arrest him. I have no evidence. And now he's saying, OK, Parliament's finished. But these are the acts of someone who is lashing out at anyone he considers a political opposition. He doesn't want a dialogue with those that don't agree with him.
The 64-year-old was a constitutional law professor before taking up politics. In December, he announced he'd appoint a committee to rewrite the constitution and put it to a referendum in June. Meanwhile, the country is experiencing its worst recession since the 1950s. Unemployment is high. The war in Ukraine has driven up food prices. And months of political tension have done little to lessen the internal political wranglings and corruption that Saied claims forced him to suspend parliament in the first place. But what does seem clear is that the latest standoff is another blow to Tunisia's shaky democracy. Sarah Khairat, Al Jazeera.